The Double Life of Cassiel Road Knight by Jenny Valentine, read by Joe Van Moyland.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. I didn't choose to be him. I didn't pick Cassiel Road Knight out of a lineup of possible people who looked just like me. I just let it happen. I just wanted it to be true. That's all I did wrong. At the beginning. I was in a hostel, a stop-off for impossible kids in East London somewhere. I'd been there a couple of days, walked in off the streets half-starved because I had to. They were still trying to get hold of me. They were still trying to find out who I was. I wasn't going to tell them. It was a tired place run by tired people. It smelled of cigarettes and floor polish and soup. They gave me old clothes, washed thin and mended and almost the right size. They asked me lots of questions in return for two meals and a dry place to sleep. I tried to be grateful, but I didn't speak to them. They locked me in a storeroom for fighting, hot and airless, four pale walls, a shut and rusted filing cabinet, a shelf piled with papers, a stack of chairs. The boy I fought with was hurt. That's why I was locked up, really, for winning. You're not allowed to do that. I don't remember his name. I don't remember what the fight was about, even. I was in there for over 2 hours. I wanted to wreck it. I watched myself doing it somewhere in my head. I heard one of them coming, saw the wavering moss-coloured...